From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo states health protocols key to welcome tourists. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, says youngsters' role in mental revolution must be strengthened. The news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said health protocol implementation at tourism destinations is the most important aspects in welcoming foreign tourists, including travelers arriving from China. During a visit to the Bunaken tourism area in Manado, North Sulawesi, on Friday, January the 20th, as quoted by Antara, he also noted that the Chinese authorities are screening citizens who wish to travel abroad. In addition, President Joko Widodo hopes that all countries and tourism destinations will recover from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Moreover, tourism recovery in Indonesia has shown promising results given the increasing number of foreign tourists visiting Bali. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, has highlighted the need for strengthening the role of youngsters in the Mental Revolution National Movement as they will continue Indonesia's leadership in the future. As quoted by Antara on Friday, he affirmed that in 2023, the involvement of the younger generation in the Mental Revolution National Movement must be strengthened. He also explained that the involvement of the younger generation in the movement is essential because they are the nation's future leaders. The Indonesian Ministry of Finance has set aside 476 trillion rupiah in the 2023 state budget for the social protection of poor and vulnerable people to expedite poverty alleviation. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati pointed out on Friday, as quoted by Antara, and she also noted that the amount of the social protection budget in 2023 is not much different from the allocation made in the previous year. However, the social protection budget for 2023 has different components compared to 2022. More than 900 micro, small, and medium enterprises were facilitated in auctions through the state platform in 2022. Director of Auction at the Finance Ministry's Directorate General of State Assets, Joko Prihanto, at an online media conference observed Friday, as quoted by Antara, said that his site also educates them in the matter of information technology as one of the issues faced by micro, small, and medium enterprises actors on digital transformation. Through the government auction platform lelang.go.id, he also hopes that more micro, small, and medium enterprises will be acquainted with an alternative method of selling their products to the wider market audience. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The the United States and the Philippines vowed Friday, January the 20th, to invigorate defense cooperation to address shared security concerns, including disputes over the South China Sea. ChannelNewsAsia.com on Friday said Manila hosted a high-level security dialogue with its top defense ally as part of efforts by President Ferdinand Marcos to restore a seven-decade partnership that was unsettled by his predecessor Rodrigo Duterte. The joint statement said the allies agreed to invigorate defense and security cooperation and ensure the alliance adapts effectively to face new and emerging challenges. Lebanon, according to the country's state-owned national news agency, said it would restore its payments to the United Nations operating budget on Friday after losing its right to vote in the 193-member UN General Assembly. As reported by CNN.com, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pointed out that Lebanon is one of the six countries to lose its rights to vote for not meeting minimum contributions, along with Venezuela, South Sudan, Gabon, Dominica, and Equatorial Guinea. In response to the suspension, Lebanon's foreign ministry on Friday stated that the payment process will take place immediately. French President Emmanuel Macron has detailed plans for a major boost to the armed forces to meet modern threats, including Russia's war in Ukraine. As reported by BBC.com, he explained the next seven-year budget would increase to 413 billion euros from 2024-2030. First, France had to repair and restock its armed forces, then transform them. He told soldiers at among the Marsang Air Base in southwest France. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has prompted Western countries to review military spending and, in many cases, increase it significantly. That was the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
The first news comes from Aceh. Tourism activists clean up trash on the seabed of Sabang, Aceh. As many as 10 divers cleaned up trash on the seabed in the Rubiah Island area, Gampong Iboy, Sabang City, Aceh, in an effort to preserve the underwater environment in this marine tourism destination area. Coordinator of Clean Ocean Activities, Iskandar Doden, in Sabang Wednesday, January the 18th, said the action to clean up seabed trash was carried out to educate the public to continue to protect the environment, especially the seabed, which is the main potential for tourism in improving the people's economy. The action to clean up seabed debris was attended by various divers from various tourism activists on West Sabang Island, such as Rubiah Tirta Divers and Nemo Dive, the Coral Oasis Foundation, Aceh Coral Conservation, and Sabang Tourism. In an action early in 2023, these reliable divers from Indonesia's westernmost city managed to collect more than 80 kilograms of waste, which was dominated by plastic waste. Further news comes from Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. The provincial government of Central Kalimantan is preparing various strategic steps to face the threat of global economic recession in 2023, including strengthening regional food security. Central Kalimantan Governor Sugianto Sabran said in Palangkaraya on Wednesday that building food security in the region was being carried out, among others, by the Shallots and Chili Planting Movement, which aims to stimulate various parties, including the younger generation, to go directly into the agricultural sector. Apart from that, it also continues to carry out the national strategic project launched by President Joko Widodo, namely the Food Estate in Kapuas and Pulong Pisau Regencies. The latest news comes from Blitar, East Java. Indonesian Chinese residents in Blitar City, East Java, held a ritual to purify a statue of a god ahead of this year's Chinese New Year celebration, which was carried out as a form of respect for their ancestors. Representative of Po An Kiong Temple, Blitar City, Endang Titis Bodro Triswarsi, on Tuesday explained at Po An Kiong Blitar Temple, several agendas were held, such as prayers escorting the Xin beings to Nirvana, bathing Kim Xin, then praying to welcome the 2574 Chinese New Year, and several other agendas. There are also plans for the Cap Gomeh, the 15th day after the New Year's Day agenda, like Barongsai and Lion Dance, in several routes in the Blitar City area, including the Cap Gomeh prayer, and that was news from Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 21, 1924, when Vladimir Lenin died. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, or Vladimir Lenin, is known as the Russian Communist Revolutionary, leader of the Bolshevik Party, founder of the Soviet Union, first Prime Minister of the Soviet Union, de facto first head of state of the Soviet Union, and initiator of Leninism. On August 13, 1918, Lenin was shot by Fanya Kaplan, a revolutionary woman, three times. Although Lenin survived the shootings, his health began to decline and never recovered. Finally, he died on January 21, 1924, after having four strokes times. Lenin died in Gorky District after being in a coma. The official cause of death of Lenin was announced as an incurable vascular disease. Lenin's funeral became a major state event. Next, January 21, 1976, about the first commercial flight of the Concorde aircraft. two Concorde supersonic jets flew for the first time on commercial routes. The two Concorde aircraft each took off from Heathrow Airport London and Orly Airport Paris. The Concorde was originally developed for the Afro-Falcon strategic bomber. This commercial flight, operated by British airline British Airways and French airline Air France, started on January 21, 1976 and ended with the last flight on November 26, 2003. We end the program with an event on January 21, 1985 about the bombing of Borobudur Temple. Borobudur Temple is a historic temple relics from the reign of the Sailendra dynasty in the 9th century AD. The largest Buddhist temple in Indonesia is located in Magelang, Central Java. On January 21, 1985, Borobudur Temple was bombed by terrorists. This terrorist incident was the second jihad-motivated event to hit Indonesia after the hijacking of the Garuda DC-9 Woyla plane by members of the Jihad Command in 1981. As a result of the explosion, the 9 stupas in the temple left by the Shailendra dynasty were destroyed. The authorities accused the mastermind of the bombing incident as Ibrahim, alias Muhammad Jawad, alias Kresna, who the police investigators called the bombing incident.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Minister of Trade targets Indonesian CPO reference prices by June 2023. Indonesia, as the largest producer of crude palm oil CPO, will form its own reference price because so far it has been referring to Malaysia. The Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan, in the opening of the work meeting of the Commodity Futures Trading Regulatory Agency on Thursday, January the 19th, said by June 2023 there will be an Indonesia CPO reference price and Indonesia can set its own world CPO reference price. According to him, with the authority owned by Commodity Futures Trading Regulatory Agency or COFTRA, the ministry will work on it in stages. The minister hopes that in June it will be able to display on the screen that there is already a benchmark price. On the same occasion, acting head of COFTRA, Didit Nordiatmoko, explained the agency plans to establish a commodity price reference in accordance with the mandate of Law No. 32 of 1997 concerning commodity futures trading in 2023. This is because Indonesia does not yet have a reference price on certain commodities, even though it is one of the largest producing countries for several types of commodities. Trading on the stock exchange will result in fair and transparent trading governance. By entering the stock exchange, the price form is also not determined solely between commodity owners and overseas buyers. Didit Nordiatmoko explained, for example, CPO and rubber. Indonesia is the largest producer of the two commodities in the world, yet it still takes reference prices produced by stock exchange abroad, such as Malaysia and Rotterdam. In order to become a reference price, the commodity must be listed on the stock exchange. Indonesia will benefit from reasonable market prices and can provide benefits to all parties, from farmers, traders, entrepreneurs, and even the state in terms of tax revenues. That was My Indonesia Today.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana. Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan. Banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan. Berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Kondang Merak Beach, Malang. The southern area of Malang has many tourism destinations which can be visited. One of them is Kondang Merak Beach. This is stunning and located in Sumber Bening Village, Bantur Subdistrict, Malang Regency, East Java. This tourism spot is approximately 65 kilometers from Malang downtown. You can reach the Kondang Merak Beach tourism spot by using any type of transportation because most of the roads to the location are quite easy to pass. Listener, decades ago, Kondang Merak Beach was used as a peacock area. It has white sand and a clean area, and the visitors are not too crowded. It can be said that Kondang Merak Beach is a beach that is still virgin. Besides presenting its unspoiled natural beauty, Kondang Merak Beach is also surrounded by a grove of green trees along its 800-meter long coastline that makes it very suitable for camping and picnics. Around the beach, there are also small islands with shady trees which make the scenery even more beautiful combined with the blue sea. Kondang Merak Malang Beach is known for its fairly calm water currents when compared to other beaches. It is because there are many rocks and small islands around the beach which break the waves so that the water that reaches the Kondang Merak Beach is calmer. Visitors can also go snorkeling to explore the underwater world, which is rich with beautiful fish and coral reefs. Listener, after a day of playing, you definitely need to recharge yourself. You don't need to worry, because around Kondang Merak Beach, which has complete facilities, starting from a large parking area to a prayer room, there are also many stalls that provide beverages and foods with seafood menus that can shake your tongue. If you are on vacation in Indonesia, exactly Malang City, please take your time to visit Kondang Merak Beach, which can relieve your boredom. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih bila nanti saatnya telah tiba. Cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih bila nanti saatnya telah tiba. Ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam kesana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, sudilah kau menjadi temanku, kau menjadi. Istriku.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, paying for groceries with cash, a debit card, or scanning a barcode is a common thing. However, in this market, there is an unusual payment system. At Pasar Bahagia, which literally means happy market, just by praying, the buyers can already take the food available in this market. This is the uniqueness of Happy Market held around Ashabul Kahf Youth Mosque, Cipicung Village, Banyuresmi District, Garut Regency, West Java. The existence of this Happy Market is not only unique and interesting, but also very beneficial. Besides being able to provide assistance to the community, this activity also invites the community to be more active in worship. Happy Market, which is managed by Yuk Peduli Community, aims to help the poor get their basic needs for free. Although Happy Market is only held on Fridays, Happy Market activity is an interesting event because it begins with a series of services, such as Tahajud Midnight Prayer, Congregational Morning Prayer, Preach, then ends with the Happy Market itself. There are 11 kinds of groceries that can be taken for free. One of them is vegetables. To present this Happy Market, Yuk Peduli Community receives assistance from donors and uploads it on the community page. Happy Market successfully attracts the public. The presence of the community at the Happy Market continues to grow. It is hoped that this activity can continue and get a lot of support from all parties, so that people are still happy to be able to get their basic needs for free. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Ekspektasi by Ochan Siagian featuring Vivin. The song Ekspektasi was popularized by Ochan Siagian featuring Okin, which tells about a person who falls in love with someone he knows through social media. The song, which was released on May 15, 2020, describes how a story begins with Instagram. Then, when they meet in the real world, it turns out that there are many things that are different from what are posted on social media. Alright, listener, here is Ochan Siagian featuring Vivin with the song Ekspektasi.
Jarak dan waktu takkan jadi halangan. Sang pangeran datang dari kejauhan. Tibalah saatku bertemu dia. Terbayang indahnya wajahnya.
Wadaw,
foto postingannya dengan yang aslinya berbeda. Indah realitanya, namun hati ini sudah terlanjur jatuh cinta. Cinta memang tak bisa diukur oleh rupa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tepat
tepat pukul 5. Sesuai rencana kita akan berjumpa. Senyuman terbaikku sudah menunggumu sejak saat itu. Begitu beratnya gejolak di dada, sungguh tak kuasa untuk menahannya. Aku menunggumu pulang, tak sabar lagi ingin memelukmu. Aku merindukan. Panggilan video sudah takkan mampu mengobati rinduku. Yang ku butuh hanya kamu ada di sampingku. Sesederhana itu. Begitu beratnya gejolak di dada, sungguh tak kuasa
of Indonesia.
Sedih, hatiku sedih, putus denganmu unfollow, saling unfollow, bikin akun fake tuh kepoin kamu. Jadi nyesek sendiri.
Hatiku sedih, kini kau sudah bahagia dengannya. Jadi nyesek sendiri. Jadi
cari pengganti dia.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.
Thank you.